Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 20th of January, and right now it's hazy on 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says rain showers this morning with some sunshine during the afternoon hours. Temperatures ranging from low 22 to high near 27 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 40%. Later on we can expect partly cloudy, with northerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and it will drop on 68% by noon. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 87%. Today is the day that we have a community decision-making event, and between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can vote on two questions. First is a proposed new way to select the Auroville Council and Working Committee, and the second one is a proposed new version of the Funds and Asset Management Committee mandate. To vote in person on paper on these two proposals, we need to come to Unity Pavilion between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and there will be also tea and biscuits all day. Today at 4 p.m. at Gallery Square Circle, Kala Kendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone invites us to a presentation by ceramist Adil Writer and Rocky Kane. In August 2013, 18 ceramic artists from India were invited to Fuping, China to participate in a project called the Museums of the Five Continents, where they made works for the first Indian ceramic museum in China. Rocky and Adil will make a presentation on this trip today at Audiovisual Room. On Wednesday, Nobel Peace Prize recipient Doctors Without Borders from 1999 is coming to Auroville, so we will be able to meet Dr. Unnikara Nukara, former international president, for a cycle ride. Because on January 14, Dr. Unnikara Nukara is riding the length of India from Kashmir to Kerala, and he will arrive in Auroville on January 22nd. He invites us for a short ride around Auroville, where students will join him. After the ride, he will give a short talk about his work with Doctors Without Borders in places like Brazil, Ethiopia, and South Sudan, and show a video about his cycle journey to meet people all over India and talk about medical humanitarian work. For more information about the Auroville ride, we can call Menakshi on 915936-9268. On Saturday, 25th of January at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we can witness the spirit of Sufi Kauli from the Dargah of Hazrat Nizamuddin Ayyubiya in New Delhi. They bring this season the Nizami Ksura Brothers. The Nizami lineage has been passing the Amir Ksura tradition of Sufi style singing to 30 generations consistently for 7 centuries now. They belong to Sikandrabad Gharana and have been under the tutelage of late Ustad Wahid Hussain Khan Sahab. On Sunday, 26th from 10 a.m. onward at Sauchu, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture International Zone, we are invited to Sri Tyagaraja Ardana, because under the auspice of Tamil Heritage Center and Telugu Samaskritika Kendramu, Arandana, a musical offering by Children with Gordon with chief guest General Ashok Chatterjee, traditional ceremonial procession will start at 9:30 a.m. from Unity Pavilion and reach Sauchu Circle. Devotees and music lovers are welcome. The Auroville International Meeting 2014, it will be held in Auroville from 13 to 17 of February. We are invited to participate and meet the Auroville International members. Details of the meeting will be shared later on. And this year, 2 days, 13 and 14 of February, are kept for Aurovians who would like to share their activities and projects with the AVI members. We can contact Vani at auroville.org. All Volunteers Festival, which was scheduled on 25th at Visitor Center, is postponed to mid-February. Auroville Council has received recently several complaints of residents being bitten by different dogs who are owned by Aurovillians. Unfortunately, this happened also on public places. The council wants to appeal to those owners to keep more control over their dogs and to walk them on a leash on public places to avoid unpleasant incidents. The dog owners are held responsible for the behavior of their dogs and eventual medical expenses in case of dog bites. And here's also an announcement from Auroville Vehicle Service, which is saying that office is shifting from Town Hall to Kulapalayam at Aurocaps building from today onward. They will function from there, but they will have the same contact numbers. The new office is located to Farm Fresh at Aurocaps office. And they are offering the following services: Indian license, motor insurance, travel insurance, health insurance, purchase of new vehicle, sale of old vehicle, vehicle fitness, export of vehicle. On January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Sunspace, it would be a workshop on creative expressions. In this workshop, you would have a chance to explore how to embody words, story, and imagery through our body. How do we express ourselves? What does your body have to say about ideas, words, colors, and relationships? Through exploration and games, we can access parts of ourselves through physical movements and sensations that are otherwise taken for granted. Spaces are limited, so we need to call Carrie Dean on 7639225831. The Auroville Marathon is coming up and it's gonna be on Sunday, February 9th. More we can see about it on http://marathon.auroville.com. And registered runners pick up their bibs on Saturday and they mingle in the visitor center area during this period. Invited are all Auroville unit holders, your services, artists wishing to show their wares, designs, special service, etc. They're at the visitor center parking lot venue on Saturday. But if you would like to participate, we are requested to contact team at prisma@orville.org in, who is coordinating this part of the marathon event along with the marathon organizing team. And Savvy team needs an additional member for its secretarial work to cater with the growing needs of our volunteer students and coming from India and the world. The person should have a good office culture and communication skills, speaking European languages, writing easily in English, and also should have teamwork capacities to integrate in a dynamic multicultural environment. They are looking for a Orwellian or a newcomer, and maintenance is available. A letter of motivation and CV we can send to study@orwell.org. And here's also an announcement of an event which is gaining the popularity in Auroville about India Heart Tournament 2014 on January 31st, 1st of February and 2nd of February. It's about frisbee, yes, of course. And a heart tournament is where the players are assigned team based on skill level. Auroville will play host to the 4th edition of largest ultimate heart tournament in India. The tournament began with the simple goal to unite the spirited athletes of the country for a fun weekend of competitive play. And since 2011, the tournament has grown to roughly 300 visiting players, which will take the field at the Certitude, Udavi and Setterfield to run hard with the awareness needed to judge a speeding disc. Defending against and keeping control of the disc is the key to the game. Pass by pass, advancing to score and the opponent's end zone. Festivities will commence at sunrise on the 31st at Certitude Sports Ground. If you are interested in participating in the tournaments, helping out or learning more, we can contact mark@orville.org. And they are continue with their preparations and a regular practice on Mondays and Saturdays at 5 p.m. at Certitude. Our orchard started 1 year ago the process of organic conversion and stopped using any chemicals input. Among countless other steps, they created an experimental free range for 100 hens in October 2013. Since then, they now can scratch the ground, pick the grass, and catch insects. Their health condition has improved. In 2014, they will gradually extend free range. In order to do this, they will be rebuilding their poultry sheds in the next months. During constructions, egg production will be stopped, and they will be providing fewer eggs from now to mid-2014. They apologize for the inconvenience and thank us for our support in this process. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen the teaching of flowers, a life and work of the mother in Sri Aurobindo Ashram by Loretta Shartatitz. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Ship of Theseus, which was made in India in 2012 by writer and director Anand Gandhi. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen an Italian drama, A Special Day, made in Italy in 2012 by director Francesca Comencini. And on Wednesday, we can see biography on Rudolf Noyer, his portrait, which was made in UK in 1991 by director Patricia Foy. And the mother wrote, "Whatever comes to you, if you take it in the right spirit, will turn for the best." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.